grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This week, this Easter week, the Gospels are just magnificent. And they teach us why our Lord is appearing in these different places to his apostles and to the holy women and his disciples is to prove to them that he had indeed risen from the dead. But you see his goodness in all of it too, if you pay attention to the details. On Monday, the two disciples, they were walking on their way to Emmaus. Emmaus was a sort of a vacation resort type of place. And they were walking, talking about all the things that had gone on during Holy Week, how they had crucified our Lord. And our Lord was walking with them. Yet it says in that gospel, their eyes were held. They didn't know that it was our Lord. But then they told him, please stay with us, mane nobiscum. And they insisted that our Lord come to their house and stay with them. And there they broke bread, as it is said in the gospel. And that was the Mass. And at that moment is when their eyes were opened and they realized that was our Lord. It was over supper. Then the next day, the disciples are together again and they begin doubting. And our Lord comes in through the door once more because he has a glorified body and it can pass through material objects. And it says they're all frightened because they think of that it's a ghost, but it's our Lord, risen from the dead. And to prove it, he says to them, fear not, it is I. And then he says, have you anything to eat? Interesting, huh? How he always says that, even after he is risen. Have you anything to eat? And they gave him sort of the leftovers from their meal that they were just having. It was fish and a little of something else. Maybe it was honey on that occasion. Honey, by the way, was a symbol of the Sacred Heart, how the Sacred Heart is meek and humble of heart and treats people with gentleness. And the fish represents Christ himself. But in any case, the apostles gave him a little bit of fish and some honey. And he ate both of them to prove that he was alive. And then he gave back the fish, the rest of it. So he proved to them on those two occasions his divinity by eating with them. Now the third day, Peter says, I'm going back fishing. And so they all, the apostles, went back and they started fishing. And our Lord appeared to them at the boat. And he says to them, I thought it was charming. He called them in Latin as pueri, little children. He said, little children, referring to the apostles, you've been here fishing all night. Put the net on the right side of the boat and you'll catch something. And sure enough, they did. And our Lord left. He went back to shore. And later on, when the apostles came and put their boat at shore, they noticed something, a flickering fire. Our Lord had actually started a fire and cooked some fish for them. And he said, come and eat. And then again, you see his goodness there. But again, how he eats to prove that he is alive. And then on Thursday, you see the goodness of our Lord, how Mary Magdalene is at the garden weeping. Remember the story? And our blessed Lord appears. And St. Mary Magdalene doesn't recognize him. She loved him while on earth very much. Our Lord considered her and her sister and brother his dearest friends on earth. Yet she didn't recognize him, interesting. And her eyes were held as well. And she sat there crying, looking into the tomb, the empty tomb. And she thinks that our Lord is the gardener. He says, if you have taken him away, show me where he is. I'll go and get him. And you see how she doesn't even think about the obstacles, how hard it might be to carry him back, the dead weight of the body, by herself, because love knows no obstacles. But soon enough, she keeps crying and talking to the gardener. And then he just says one word, Maria, in Latin, Mary, says her first name. And that is when she recognizes him on that occasion. That shows the goodness, how he knows us each by name, each of us. But today, we enter into the room, and there you see the doors being shut again, because they were feared for the they feared the Jews would come and persecute them. Wouldn't you be too? They had just put your Messiah to death. They had just put the one you had been following for 3 years to death, and you were his main followers with him every moment of the day for 3 years. Wouldn't you be afraid? They were too. And they locked themselves in the room, and it says the doors being shut, our Lord once more comes in. This time he doesn't eat anything, but he knows that they're doubting, some among the group. And different authors say explain that differently. But in any case, he confirms that he is risen. What is so good about our Lord is that he'll even take the doubt of the apostles and disciples and turn it to good. He took the doubt of Thomas. Remember, and he said, Thomas, you know better. But take your finger and put it into my hand. Then take your hand and put it into my side. And then seeing, believe. He took the doubt of some of the other disciples and apostles. And that is their doubt is the greatest proof of our faith. If they had not doubted, we perhaps would not have so many proofs of our Lord's resurrection. Their doubt led to a further confirmation on our Lord's part. And you see the goodness of God lastly in today's Mass. He says, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. Perhaps this is where the spiritual nourishment, spiritual meal comes in, perhaps. I'm with you all days here on the tabernacle, and he will be with us until the consummation of the world to confirm us in our faith, to help us in our trials, and to help us to heaven. He is here, the same God, the same Jesus who walked this whole Easter week with the disciples of Emmaus, with Magdalene, with his mother Mary, and all the apostles, doing such wondrous goodness, good deeds to his flock. Remember the goodness of God. Remember that this week is a week of faith. And it shows, the resurrection does, the divinity of our faith, which always conquers the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.